one of my favorite guests in studio, Pastor Michael from Cornerstone Church. Good morning.
Hey, April. Great to be here this morning. Got a little encouraging word for all of us today.
Wonderful.
Right out of the Bible, God says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I mean, here's the truth. You are not defined by what was done to you. Your actions, your future actions, are not set in motion by the actions around you. God is saying, hey, I am giving you the wheel of your life, so don't get sucked into the vortex of that which is happening around you. Sometimes it happens to us kind of in a mob mentality. Everybody else is doing it, just kind of get caught up in the moment. And God says, no, don't be overcome by that. And then sometimes it happens to us as a victim where we fall into unforgiveness and hate, and we want to get even. And God is saying, no, don't go there. And in this passage, we see one of the kind of the harshest and most promising passages in all the Bible where God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay it.
Absolutely.
And so he's saying, in the end, you will see justice prevails, good overcomes. Don't think that you need to overcome that evil with more evil. You can overcome that with good. Don't get caught in it. Don't stay there. Don't be that victim. Don't go back into that hole. I will take it. You will see in the end, justice prevails.
Cornerstone's been taking on some pretty big topics. Is this part of your Hot Topic series too?
Yes, it is. And this is the one I've been most scared of all summer. So we're going to talk about sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. And so as a man, I have just struggled all summer. Like, how do I communicate well as a guy who has not been sexually abused to a movement where women have been abused and the church has not gotten it right? Like, Christians have not spoken about these abuses effectively and accurately. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bible does not say, look the other way. The Bible does not say, shift the blame and say, well, you probably asked for it. The Bible does not say, get over it. The Bible does not say, get this, forgive and forget. There is a really important teaching from Scripture about what forgiveness is and what it's not. And we're actually going to dive into that this weekend as we stand and advocate for those who have been abused. And as we, some of us, face abuse situations, and we're trying to figure out, what would God have me do? So that's what we're going to talk about this week. A daunting discussion, but a really important one.
Very important. And when can they take this in?
Yeah, we'll start tomorrow night with one of our four identical worship services. So tomorrow night in Marion, next to Sam's Club. And Sunday morning, we're in Marion, and we're also in Carbondale, right there in the high school. Would love to have you look us up and join us this weekend as we have an important discussion.